Next section is on your father.
Yeah.
Now let's talk in the same way about your father. Tell me something about him. You start with.
He grew up in a family of 10, I believe. I didn't know what number he was, but I've forgotten. But they had to work very hard. I don't know that I never saw Grandfather Wyatt. He died before I was born. But I don't think he was very good at making a living. And they had a little old farm out there, and Grandma and the children worked very hard. And Grandpa, it seems, engineered a log train or something out there for a lumber company way out around Homerville or DuPont or Manor, where it was, I think. I believe Papa was born down there at Manor. Somewhere I've read that. Maybe Folks Huxley's book. And then he ran the grist mill at the old Guest Mill Farm. There on the dam, there was a mill house. Mm-hmm. And Papa worked there with him when he was a boy, he said. Papa said he also got out and dipped turpentine. You know what that is?
Taking it off the trees?
Well, you see, that they put little tin cups down at the bottom for the tar to run into. And then periodically they had to come there and dip that out into
dip out the cups.
And you dip that for very small pittance of pay. And Papa was a very bright person. According to what I was told about him, he was very much like you, very sharp. And somebody wanted to see him go to school. And he didn't have a chance down there, but he got to somehow or other. He got in touch with this little business school at Abbeville, Georgia. There were not many schools down our way at all. And he got a job sweeping the floors and so forth to pay his way up there and took a little business course. And that was his only education. I don't suppose he went any higher than about seventh grade in school. They didn't have high school. And he went up there and took that course and came back to the what was then Clinch County and took a school right there near where Grandpa lived. And I don't know whether it was where that church is now or somewhere else in that community. And I guess that's where he met Mama. Mama went to school too. He taught school there. I don't know how long, maybe 1 year. Nobody ever told me that. And when she was, let me see, she was born in 85. They married in 1902. So she had to be 17, didn't she? But they almost 17. She was married in January. Her birthday was in February. And he had come to Pearson by that time, I believe. Yeah, I think he was already in business in Pearson. Somehow or other, he and another man went into dry goods store business, and then he married Mama and brought her to town. And by a lot of hard work and careful planning, he got a pretty good start. And after a while, he had a good store, had the best store in town. And he sold ladies and men's shoes. He sold Stetson hats. He sold shirts and underwear for men. I don't remember seeing any ladies' garments at all. He could have had some that I don't remember. He had cloth because everybody sewed. Nobody. He had bolts and bolts of cloth on the shelves. And he had, I don't know whether he built that store or how it came about. I just remember being in it. It was later when I could remember. And the shelves went all the way to the ceiling. And he had a long
factory made wooden ladder. It was factory made. It was on a track up there. And it was just the greatest pleasure for us to pull that ladder and climb up and get something off the high shelves. He was the best. So he was very ingenious. And then he had some dishes and some small tools and nails and things like that. He had bins at the back of the store, like a counter that made an L, and all the first row was built up at a slant underneath and a flat top that opened. And one would be full of milk, one would be full of rice, one full of green coffee, one full of grits, things like that. Mm-hmm. And you dip in with a scoop and weigh out what people wanted. Mm-hmm. And then when you turned, that counter, had a low shelf about this high, and it went about the same length as the other down, and it was stacked with flour, 24-pound sacks of flour.
24 pounds?
Yeah, you bought flour, 24 pounds in sacks, in cloth sacks. And it was stacked with plant flour, self-rising flour, and he would buy it by big carloads, truckloads or something. I know I've seen it stacked higher than my head. Nobody thought a thing about buying 24 pound sack of flour. In fact, we sold them in the store in Coffee.
I remember them.
That way for a long time.
I was once in Pearson in the early 70s when T was cleaning out that store to put the, dress shop in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we found some mule harness in the back.
Oh, yes. That was hanging all over the wall back there. Harness, saddles. Let's see. He had plows, all of the plows, I believe. And he had coal planters. And the planter, this boy had a great big bucket thing inside. And you had the mule pull it along, and you had it set, let out so many at such and such a time. And then in the back, he had coffin.
Now, I can remember you telling me about that. I don't know if I ever saw them or not.
Oh, I've been there. We had 10 or 15 coffins back there. They were in the wooden boxes. And they came not really truly fully set up. The box was made, but all the brass work that went on it was not on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just see Papa with his ratchet screwdriver putting all those handles and things on it. He did that. Stand up, my legs cramping. Well, he just worked like a beaver, that's all it was to it. And besides that, he had little farms, not big ones, but he had little farms. And one just out of town. And he had the old place that William has now. That was his grandfather Wall's place. And he had stayed there some when he was a boy. Stayed with him. He loved staying with him. And that's why he loved that place so. And it was a small farm, but it was a good farm. And he kept it as long as he lived. After that, whoever got it, inherited it, didn't want to keep it or sold it to him. He made a little something on it, trying to educate all of us. Did the best he could. Dappled a little bit in the bank stock, and the bank failed. He lost that. That happened, I think, the year I finished high school along there. And the banks first began to fail there. And then later